Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about how one business owner attributes his reselling company's success to tariffs.
Tariffs? That's fascinating. Usually, tariffs are seen as a barrier to trade and growth. How does this business owner connect them to success?
Right? It's Ryan Frankel, co-owner of Thrift Vintage Fashion. He says that after Trump imposed tariffs, his sales actually boomed. He credits this to two things. Firstly, his business deals in secondhand clothing within the U.S., so the tariffs didn't directly impact his costs. Secondly, he believes consumers anticipated price hikes on new clothes due to tariffs and turned to secondhand options instead.
So he's riding the wave of, like, a ripple effect?
Exactly. He kept his prices stable while the perceived cost of new clothing increased. That made his merchandise even more attractive.
Clever. The article mentions a family history in this business. Did that play a role?
Definitely. Three generations of experience. His grandfather started selling secondhand clothing after World War II. His father focused on denim and Levi's in the 90s. Ryan modernized the operation, bringing it online.
Ah, so he built on a solid foundation.
Precisely. He launched Thrift Vintage Fashion with his wife in 2020. Even during the pandemic, they did over $1 million in revenue in their first year.
Wow, that's impressive. But he insists it's all down to the tariffs? I mean, isn't it possible his pre-existing online presence combined with the general trend towards sustainable shopping also contributed?
I see, interesting. I think you might be onto something. He does acknowledge a surge in interest in the secondhand market, but he firmly believes the tariffs were the catalyst for his success. He even noticed a 41% revenue increase between February and March after the tariffs were announced.
Okay, 41% is a big jump, but correlation doesn't equal causation, right? I mean, there could be other factors involved as well, like, maybe increased marketing efforts.
True, true. But you have to admit, his point about consumer behavior shifting in anticipation of price hikes is a valid one.
For sure. So, what are his biggest challenges?
Ironically, the cost of acquiring and processing used clothing is a significant challenge. He says some used items can cost more than new ones, which can be a hurdle for consumers.
Yeah, that makes sense. There are so many fast fashion brands nowadays churning out very affordable clothing. Overcoming that perception of value must be tough.
Absolutely. He's also battling the lingering stigma of secondhand clothing being somehow less than. He emphasizes the quality and durability of older garments compared to fast fashion. It's a point well made. I think the view of secondhand clothing being less than is shifting fast.
Yeah, I agree. The article makes that quite clear. It emphasizes the uniqueness and rarity that also drives value in the secondhand market. It also suggests that this growth in secondhand retail is likely to continue.
Exactly. Frankel encourages anyone interested in getting into reselling to give it a shot. He sees a huge opportunity in the market. And with the ever-growing awareness of sustainability, I'd say he has a valid point there too.
Got it. That's a really good point. So, a fascinating story of entrepreneurial success. Possibly spurred by tariffs, but definitely capitalizing on changing consumer trends. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye.